Hello and welcome to another daily FinTech news update by Connecting the Dots in FinTech. My name is René van Pelt, it's the 23rd of February 2023, and today we discuss Klarna, eToro's BitLicense, Coinbase beating earnings, and FTX and much more. And we start with Klarna, because the US is now the largest market by revenue for the Swedish payment giant. Previously, Germany was their largest source of revenue. In an exclusive interview with TechCrunch, CEO and co-founder Sebastian Siemiankowski shared that Klarna saw a 71 year-over-year increase in gross merchandise value in the US last year compared to 2021. On to New York, where eToro receives a New York BitLicense. Social investing platform eToro has secured money transmitter and virtual currency licenses from the New York State Department of Financial Services. The licenses mean that, once a new subsidiary is operational, eToro can offer users in New York State trading in stocks, crypto and options. eToro has been building its US presence since launching there in 2019. Last year, the firm acquired local options trading app Gatsby for around $50 million. Next up, Coinbase beats on earnings and revenue, but usage continues to decline. The company reported user numbers that fell short of estimates, even as fourth quarter earnings and revenue beat projections. The stock rose more than 2% in extended trading after dropping 4.8% during the day. Coinbase's user base continues to shrink. The company said it had about 8.3 million monthly transacting users during the fourth quarter, down from 8.5 million the prior period. And some FTX news, because FTX Japan will allow withdrawals via local exchange. Customers will have access to their tokens through Liquid Japan, a licensed local crypto exchange. Account holders of FTX Japan who already have assets in Liquid Japan can link their accounts to transfer assets from the former to the latter, where crypto and fiat can be withdrawn. And some DeFi news, because Swarm launches the first stocks and ETFs trading platform using DeFi. To begin with, Swarm will offer just Apple, Tesla and two US Treasury bond ETFs via fully asset-backed tokens based on the Polygon blockchain. This allows access for both financial and institutional investors with no minimum investment. Next up, Stripe launches enhanced issuer network to help businesses reduce fraud and boost authorization rates. The company provides secure access to transaction fraud scores from Stripe Radar, its fraud prevention solution, through an encrypted pathway with issuers including Capital One and Discover. Enhanced Issuer Network helps issuers decrease fraud, reduces checkout frustration for consumers, and increases payment authorization rates for businesses. And trouble for MasterCard and Visa, who face another multi-billion pound UK class action suit regarding card interchange. Commercial litigation law firm Harker Sparker is set to bring the claim at the Competition Appeal Tribunal on behalf of UK businesses in a case that could seek at least £7.5 billion in compensation. Next story. Finastra, a global provider of financial services software, today announced a partnership with Integro Technologies to help offer Integro's SmartLender trade solutions alongside its own trade innovation solution. Integro's SmartLender has been successfully helping banks in Asia and the Middle East to manage risk in trade finance for over 20 years. With Finastra's global reach, banks around the world will now be able to use SmartLender's advanced capabilities. Next up, Lira Group, a European payment solutions provider, has chosen Napier to equip it with improved transaction monitoring capabilities. France-based Lira claims to process more than 20 billion transactions annually. Through Lira Connect, it offers point-of-sale, mobile and e-commerce services throughout Europe, allowing customers to pay using a range of different payment methods. With the new partnership, Lira will utilize Napier's transaction monitoring solution to ensure its compliance with regulatory requirements. Next up is Samsung. Samsung Pay has joined forces with South Korea-based mobile payments provider Naver Pay to strengthen each other's businesses in South Korea. Thanks to this collaboration, Samsung Pay users in Korea will be able to make payments through Samsung Pay at online merchants that support Naver Pay's platform, including some 500,000 businesses featured on the Naver Smart Store. And some CBDC news. The Bank of Japan announced that it will launch its central bank digital currency pilot program in April this year to test the use of the digital yen. The central bank said that it will complete its proof of concept in March 2003 as per schedule before it embarks on the pilot program a month later. On to some funding news. Israeli-founded fintech company Liquidity Group has raised another $40 million from Japanese banking giant MUFG Bank at a valuation of $1.4 billion. Founded in 2018, Tel Aviv-based Liquidity is a provider of, and here it comes, unlimited, unsecured, non-recourse, no-dilution growth capital. The company was founded by Ron Daniel, who also serves as the CEO. Next up, Data Mesh received 30 million Australian dollars investment led by NAB Ventures. Joining the round are new investors Deutsche Bank and ANZ investment arm 1835i Ventures. Data Mesh's technology provides merchants with customized payment solutions and data analytics to help streamline in-store and online customer experiences. And last but never least, Nestment raises $3.5 million to help friends and family buy homes together. The home co-buying platform that makes real estate ownership a reality for friends and families today launches into public beta after successfully proving the concept with its first users. Ahead of the launch, Nestment raised $3.5 million in a pre-seed round led by Proto Fund and ID Fund partners to launch the platform designed to hack the traditional home buying process. And that's it already for today. Check out the podcast tomorrow on February 24th. Make sure to check out our website, ctd.fm. That's ctd for connecting the dots.fm. I hope you have a nice day and see you tomorrow.